Anteros took a running jump and seized the slit in the craggy rock cliff face. Swinging upward, he nabbed each hand and foothold and climbed. Halfway up, he caught the distinct mark on the rock of where the intruder had left their booted scuff mark behind. He was more than ready to throttle this interloper.
"Anteros!"
Olivia shouted from below on the beach, her hands cupped to her mouth.
"Where are you going?"
"To find out exactly who has dared to step foot on this island."
All the residents of Paradiso knew not to trespass on Joello. It belonged to him and his family alone.
"Perhaps it was Giovanni returning for the basket."
She gave him a hopeful look.
"No, he knew I wished for absolute privacy with you this day."
He grabbed the next handhold and heaved up. Something fluttered about in a slit in the rock directly above his head. A piece of paper. He climbed toward it, made the ledge and shuffled along. Carefully, he plucked the paper from the slit and turned it over. It was sealed with red wax holding the Dey of Algiers insignia.
"What have you found?"
On the tips of her stockinged toes, she peered up at him.
"A message from Dey Hazim."
Under his breath, he growled as he broke the seal. After he unfolded the paper, he read out loud.
"La morte viene per la tua sposa."
"Morte? Isn't that death?"
Shock vibrated through Olivia's voice.
"Si. Death comes for your bride. That is the message Hazim has sent us."
He stuffed the message into his pocket, stabbed his fingers into the next handhold and swung higher. Whoever had delivered this message would soon know death themselves. No one, absolutely no one, threatened his wife's life.
"Be careful, Anteros."
Olivia searched his gaze.
"Please."
"I can't ignore this threat."
He grasped the top edge of the cliff, rolled over the precipice, and keeping low in a crouch, scanned the cliff top. No one was up here, although a set of boot prints led away. He traced the prints with one finger. They were small, belonged to a child.
"Have you found something?"
Olivia called, her voice getting whipped away on the breeze.
"I have."
He eased to the edge. At the base of the rock wall, she stood with her hands pressed to the craggy surface.
"A set of prints, and they belong to a child."
"Are you certain?"
"I'm certain."
"I don't understand."
"Hazim is known for using children to send messages, children he considers expendable. Slave children."
"That's awful!"
Disgust flared on her face.
"I need you to take Fedele into the trees and stay out of sight while I find the child. Promise me you'll remain hidden."
"I promise."
She clutched her skirts, fingers clenched tight in the red folds.
"Don't be long."
"I won't. Now go."
He waited as she hurried across to his horse and unknotted the reins. Only once she'd led his mount into the trees and remained hidden from his sight did he follow the line of prints.